Hello, Captain. How are you feeling? Well, that's to be expected. So many questions. Understandable, given the circumstances you find yourself in. What is the last thing you remember? The mission, leading your squad, and then black. You'll find that you're missing some memories. But trust me, you don't really want them. It's pretty much just blood, pain, and screaming. What did I do to your squad? I didn't do anything to them. What you should be asking is what your squad did to you. They betrayed you. They sold you out. They led you into an ambush. You see, that mission was not a witness extraction. It was a death sentence. I know you find that hard to believe, because you are rather unique when it comes to being a police officer, in that you are not on a take. You're not corrupted. You actually believe in justice. And in my experience, that is extremely rare in this city. You finally noticed the glitches. This isn't real. This is a construct. Well, I would rather speak to you face to face. I can't do that right now, because there's no tactful way to put this. There's not a lot of you left. And, not much of what you would call a face. I'm afraid the dedication you have to your job has placed quite a high price on your head. And they were very thorough in completing the task. It wasn't dead or alive, it was dead or extremely dead. And your current state is very much the latter. Thankfully for us, while they were violent, thorough, and extremely messy, they were utter idiots. They left your data jack intact. So, you're still alive. You are still alive. How charmingly old-fashioned. Just because your body is dead doesn't mean that you are. Not unless you want to be. Given the nature of the mission, your backups were being conducted in real time. You were glass-wired, instantaneous, transparent. And while they did take care to wipe your record, They might have missed a backup or two. I wasn't able to I did try to get an earlier backup. But well, the hackers were highly motivated. Very well paid. I was only able to grab the last few seconds. And that's why all you remember is black. I wanted to save you that pain. I'm not one of the bad guys. Well, I wasn't. I guess it's all about shades of grey now. Such a cop. Only black and white with you. Right and wrong. You would have thought you would have learned that lesson. That's what got you killed. No, I'm sorry. You were doing the right thing. You were. You were one of the good guys. My father was one of the good guys. He was a lot like you, in a way. Not a cop, but he did things the right way. He didn't play with the gangs. He wasn't in the shadow of a corporation. He was just a scientist. My father was killed. They killed him. Sorry. Difficult. My father was a scientist. He was ahead of the game. Being a detective, you know all about the flesh pits. New limbs, cybernetic implants, neural modifications. But that was all. My father, he found a way to create whole cybernetic bodies that wouldn't be rejected. It's true. I know. It's hard to believe. I mean, everyone's tried to do that. All the corporations, the government, the gangs, the military. Everyone has tried and failed. But my father, he was a genius. And I'm not just saying that because I'm his daughter. He was. I didn't understand any of it, not really. My mind doesn't work in the same way, but he did it. Imagine it. A human mind seamlessly integrated in a wholly artificial body. You can modify the flesh as much as you want, but there are always limits, always traumas. And that's where the corporations come in. The drugs they have treat the tremors and the mental displacement, but they also kill you slowly. As you know, we don't know why, but the human mind rejects the artificial, the mechanical. Eventually they go mad. They become the broken. They become the enemy. But no one ever stops. Too greedy for power. This city is rotten. I told my father not to tell anyone what he had. I told him to keep it to himself. But he believed that science should be shared. And he told someone he thought was a friend, and he was sold out. Rather, that you were sold out. You were both betrayed, and you both were killed. Unfortunately for them, my father didn't believe in backups. He believed in notebooks, writing everything down hard copy. Fortunately for you, I have access to all of his notes, all of his records. Why is that fortunate? I want revenge. I want revenge on all the people who killed my father. See, that's the thing. I don't know exactly who killed him. I know why, I know how, I saw what they did, but I don't know who. And I'm no detective. Being honest, I wouldn't know where to begin. I tried asking questions, but I brought the wrong kind of attention my way. I had to go off the grid. Luckily, my father's laboratory was perfect. Old tech. Well, it was. I've upgraded it slightly. I had to. If I'm going to bring you back, I have to build you a body. A wholly artificial body. I need to complete my father's work. Why would I do that? Because I need a detective. I need an honest detective. Someone who is motivated by something other than money. And given that your squad killed you, given that you're dead, betrayed, sold out, I was hoping that, well, I was hoping that you might be motivated. I want to make a deal. I know. This is bullshit. This is complete and utter bullshit. But I've changed. I used to believe in the same things as my father. But when you live in this city, you need to learn the game. You need to learn how to read the map of shifting values. And you can do that. You're really good at doing that. But you don't play by their rules. Mostly because they don't have any rules. And that made you a fantastic detective, but that also got you killed. But that's because you are only human. Minimal augmentation. I can give you a chance at revenge. Fine. Not revenge. Justice. I can give you a chance to bringing them to justice. Everyone, your team, the people who paid them, the people behind them. You could go all the way up to the top of the chain. A new body. No tremors, no trauma. Seamless integration of your mind in an artificial body. I could even make it look like you. You would look in the mirror and not notice a single difference. And all I ask is that you help me find out who killed my father. Of course, I would like you to kill them, but I'm not an idiot. I don't think you would agree to that. And I have no problem taking care of that myself. You're right. I am definitely not a murderer. But I'm motivated. And the right motivations can, oh, they can make you do things you'd never imagine. Are you motivated? Do you want to bring the people who did this to you to justice? Don't they deserve it? Don't they deserve? I would say they deserve to die, but I can't decide on your version of justice. You have to do that for yourself. Oh, that's a good question. Well, to be honest, I don't know. If you don't agree, I normally you're consciousness would be in the police mainframe. A mine of valuable information and a training resource. But given that your file has been scorched, I guess I could leave you in the construct. Although that would be cruel. I guess I would just spin you down. Whatever you wanted. Or you could breathe again. And it would feel like breathing my father was a genius. It's the reason I killed him. It's up to you. And while I would love to give you time to decide, to weigh the relative pros and cons, I can't. Because the longer I wait, the more the trail goes cold. And while I am no detective, I know that that is a bad thing. So I'm afraid I'm going to have to ask you to decide right now. I don't have the luxury of time, and that means that neither do you. You have to decide. Do you let me bring you back? Help me find out who killed my father. Find those guilty for what happened to you and bring them to justice with all the assistance that I can give you. Or I don't even know what the other choice is. Fade to black or live in a box. A construct. Not sure I could do that. But then it's not my choice. It's yours. And you have to make it now. So, Captain, what do you choose?